than a pastor, but it's right next to the barn.
A cowpen?
That's what I was thinking about. Do you have a name for a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones? I don't think you have done this.
No, it's not.
Okay. What do you call a wooden container that's about, oh, about this big, whoops, and has a handle on it that you could carry water or milk in?
Well, that's, we call that a pail.
Okay. If it's made out of metal, do you call it anything different?
Well, we call it a bucket.
Okay. And what do you call the heavy iron thing that you fry things in on the stove?
Skillet.
But have you ever heard it called anything else?
Some call it a frying pan, some call it a skillet, so that's the whole line over.
Is there a difference in the side, the height of the sides, or are they all the same?
Well, some of them, you use, some of you, some of those things, you use the same thing for the same purpose, and some use different, but they all call them frying pan.
Okay. What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink where you turn the water on?
Faucet.
Okay. If you had the same thing on a barrel, would you call it the same thing, or does it have a different thing?
If you had the same thing you should turn it on water with, we'd call it a faucet.
Okay, and how about if it's out in the yard where you put the hose on it?
It's still a water faucet.
Okay. And let's see, when you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put them into for you to carry them home?
What? Buy what?
If you buy something at the store, they put it into...
A bag.
Okay. And do you remember a name for a great big bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth that a long time ago they might put 100 pounds of potatoes or chicken feed or something like that in?
Oh, those sacks. They sack up the feed in?
Yeah. Does it have another name or just a sack?
I never heard no calling them a sack.
Have you ever heard something like croaker sack or toast sack?
Yeah, that's the same thing. Croaker sack.
Uh-huh.
Some of them have croaker sack. Some have cloth material sack. Some of them have material... Look good as this.
Huh. They ever use the croaker sacks anymore?
Yeah, no. Very seldom you find croaker sacks. Every once in a while when you go to a mill where they sell corn feed for hogs,
yeah,
they might have croaker bags to put the corn in for that.
Okay. What do you call a small musical instrument?
Hey!
This big that you put up to your mouth and blow on?
Hey! All right, come here. Come
on. Okay, and how about another one that you put up to your mouth and you twang it?
I'm about that. I'm not used to it.
Uh-huh. You heard people talk about a juice harp?
I just started to say that. Yeah, I've heard talk of a juice harp, but I'm not acquainted with them much.
Yeah, it looks awful hard to play. I think I'd be a little...
I don't know if I ever seen one, but one time, it's been so long, I don't remember how it looked.
I think it's that wire thing, you might get hit in the teeth.
That's true.
What do you call a piece of playground equipment that children use, and it has a long board, and it's balanced in the middle, and they go up and down?
That's a springboard, ain't it?
Okay, is that like the one where it's balanced in the middle, and they go up and down like that?
One is a springboard. It goes up, just sits on a post, and one on one end and one on the other.
Uh-huh.
They call that a springboard.
Oh, okay. How about if instead of going around, if instead of going up and down, it goes round and round?
Well, is that what they call a merry-go-round?
A lot of people do.
Yeah. I know they do. A lot of them call it merry-go-round.
Some of the people I've talked to call it a flying jenny.
Well, yeah, they call some of them a flying jenny. Some call it a merry-go-round. I don't know what they call it. What the real thing is.
I guess whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, whatever you want to call it.
What do you call a flat piece of stone that you use to sharpen your knife on?
I don't know hardly what you would call that.